Stevie Wonder is back with new music. A Time to Love is his first CD in 10 years. It features two songs with the next generation of Wonder, his daughter Aisha. For more on what the legendary singer had to say about the new project and why it took so long to produce, here's NPR's Farai Chidea.
A decade after the release of his last album, Stevie Wonder is back with A Time to Love.
We have time for racism. We have time for criticism. Help our niche priorities. When will there be a time to love?
The title track is a duet with India Ari.
We make time to debate religion, passing bills and building prisons, building fortunes and passing judgments. When will there be a time to love?
He told an auditorium full of journalists that the song is also a plea for peace in a troubled world.
We've had times of war and destruction, depression, all these things, but we have never had consistently a time to love. And more than ever, we are in great need of that.
Wonder, now 55, released his first album at the age of 12. His hits have included love songs, descriptions of inner city life, and a history lesson about musical pioneers. Now, having released 35 albums and won 19 Grammys, he could easily add himself to that list. And A Time to Love shows that Wonder still has a knack for putting politics into pop music. His 1980 hit helped make Martin Luther King's birthday a federal holiday. With A Time to Love, Wonder urges artists to take responsibility for their lyrics.
More than ever, there are those who are seeing the different writers of songs, rappers of songs, as kind of like leaders in a kind of way. So I think it's very important. If you're making statements or taking positions, then you've got to stand up and do the right thing. You've got to deal with gun control, because it's out of control.
The album also includes traditional ballads, including two cuts with Wonder's daughter, Aisha Morris.
Is it in the nick of time?
First impression in your mind.
Do you know it all in just one day?
How will I know he loves me?
How will I know she?
Father and daughter recorded How Will I Know on a special day.
Yeah, we cut the track on my birthday. So we did it live. It was amazing.
Well, I have no problem waiting for true love forever mine.
Wonder now plans to produce a full album of Aisha's songs. Of course, she already had a prominent guest starring role in a classic Stevie hit. Wonder has 7 children, including a new baby boy. But that's only one reason this album took so long, he says. In the meantime, he's worked on projects including a tribute album to Luther Vandross, a man whose influence, he says, will last for centuries. Here's his duet with Beyoncé.
Got to tell you how you
my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day.
It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon in the sky above.
But most of all, Wonder simply won't release a song before its time. In fact, he got the idea for one track, Please Don't Hurt My Baby, when he was 17 years old.
I do remember down in my mama's basement on Green Lawn in Detroit, you know, that I was, you know, working on different things. I remember that, whoa, 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 whoa. And I never forgot it. I did a track with some musicians of Please Don't Hurt My Baby. But it wasn't time yet. It didn't work right. It wasn't happening. I'm very critical of, like, you know, when it feels right, when it doesn't feel right. I'm glad that I waited.
And you could hear him moaning. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wonder wants new listeners and longtime fans to take one thing from his album, compassion.
Me as an African-American man, if something happens to someone's child who is of another color or ethnicity than myself, I have to see and feel that pain for that child as if he or she were my own child. You know, I ask God to give me the words, to find the things that I need to say, and do my best.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.
An optimist when it's more fashionable to be a pessimist. From what's in 75% of what we read, hear, and view. Well, I used to have a friend named Minnie Riperton who used to always sing when she was living. Like fine wine, I like seeing the glass of life is half full and half empty.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.